What up, what up, what up? That's right, that's right. It's your boy Wilder. Your boy Wilder is back. I'm up. Are You Up Sports Podcast? That's right. And what we're going to talk about today, what we're going to talk about tonight, what we're going to talk about this evening, this afternoon, that's right, we're going to talk about my man, that's right, my man, J.R. Smith. That's right, Lakers finalized deal to sign J.R. Smith as a replacement player ahead of Orlando's restart, per report. Smith is expected to replace Avery Bradley, who opted out of the NBA's resumption plan. After Avery Bradley announced that he would not be joining the Lakers in Orlando, the franchise quickly turned toward available free agents to fill his role. Losing Bradley is quite a loss for the Lakers. Due to his tough perimeter defense and reliable three-point shooting, but it's not something this team can't overcome to win a championship. Any team trying to fill holes before the season resumes will face a difficult task, as it's going to take time for any new player to get up to speed. The Lakers, however, are turning to a familiar name to join them in Orlando. Free agent guard J.R. Smith emerged as the front runner to replace Bradley last week. Now, he and the Lakers are closing in on a deal to make him part of the roster heading to Orlando, per ESPN Adrian Wojnarowski. While Smith has never played with the Lakers in the past, he does have experience playing alongside LeBron James in Cleveland. Where has he relied upon as a spot-up shooter? The issue here, though, is that Smith hasn't played since 2018. And even then, it was only 11 games with the Cavaliers before he was waived by the team in the summer of 2019. The pros of signing Smith are obvious. Connections with James as well as his floor spacing ability, where he can catch fire from deep at moment's notice. During a pivotal game 3 of the 2016 NBA Finals, Smith went 5 for 10 from three-point range and finished with a game-high 20 points to give the Cavaliers their first win of the series, which they would later to go on to win 7 games after being down 3-1. However, as efficient as Smith can be from beyond the arc, he still hasn't played in 2 years. Expecting him to be in game shape is a tall order, especially on a team like the Lakers that has the championship aspirations. Luckily, though, the veteran guard won't be the player in Orlando he hasn't played in a while, as all 22 teams will be dealing with nearly 5-month layoff from basketball action due to the coronavirus pandemic. For the Lakers, with the number one seed all but locked up at this point, the 8th game seeding schedule can be used as a tune-up for players like Smith to see what he can bring to the table. That's right, guys. You just heard me talk about my man J.R. Smith joining the Lakers, or about to join with the Lakers, which would be great because they need all the help they can get. Since my man Avery Bradley, he stepped out. He said he didn't want to play due to the coronavirus, that he had health issues, his family, and so he doesn't want to bring nothing home, which is understandable. But big props to the Lakers for bringing my man J.R. Smith back, because the guy still can ball. The guy still has some basketball left in him. And if he can get these guys to win, that's even better, guys. You know what I'm saying? That's even the best thing of all. So I want to be humble. I want to be thankful, and I want to be blessed to be able to let you guys know what's going on around the world of the NBA. And like I said, once again, J.R. Smith hopefully will be joining the Lakers. They're finalizing the deal, and he will be a big part of their championship run. Hopefully, he can pick up where he once was. Like they said, and like I said, he hasn't played in 2 years. So, can he have an impact with this team? Can he get his shot off? Can he still play ball like he used to? All that will seem to come in the future. But hopefully for now, the man is he will be heading to the Los Angeles Lakers. And they will be getting ready for their playoff run. But this is your boy Wilder. Like I said, guys, and I'll say it again, without all of you, none of this is possible. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the donations. Because you guys have been a blessing to me. And without that, none of this would be possible. So you guys stay stress-free. Love your families, guys. Stay blessed, you know. Stay blessed, because your boy Wilder, I'm out. Enjoy.